I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish.
The early teal and early Canada goose hunts are already underway, but waterfowl hunters at two west central Minnesota lakes are encountering lower water, new vegetation, and potential hazards this fall. After the break, I'll preview the conditions at Marsh and Lac La Parra lakes.
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points, all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Waterfowl hunters at Marsh and Lac La Parra lakes in west central Minnesota are encountering lower water and a changed landscape this late summer. The Minnesota DNR lowered Marsh Lake about 2 feet this spring and maintained the drawdown through July. Water levels began rising in August, but they'll remain below normal throughout the waterfowl season. The drawdown allowed aquatic vegetation to regenerate and should improve water quality and long-term duck hunting. The changes are also expected to benefit fish after normal water levels return. In the meantime, however, the DNR warns hunters that low water could expose or conceal boating hazards. Submerged obstacles may increase the risk of capsizing, while wading hunters could encounter sudden drop-offs in deep mud. Waterfowlers may also need to adjust their concealment strategies. Lower water levels at connected Lac La Parra Lake are also being influenced by spillway repairs near the dam. Learn more at mndnr.gov and search Lac La Parra. Minnesota's regular waterfowl season opens on Saturday, September 26th.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.